You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Mules are great for carrying supplies long distances over rough terrain, but they are also stubborn animals with minds of their own. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, Maureen Lewiston of Kashmir talks to her friend Ellie Harris, who handles pack mules for the National Park Service, about what it takes to round up a couple of runaways.
How many mules are we talking about in a herd? Say, for instance, the Sequoia, how many did you have to evacuate?
So they were kind of all spread out throughout the park, but in total, between Sequoia and Kings Canyon, there's about 100 animals.
Well, how did the animals take it? Did they seem panicked at all? Did they know what was going on?
Yeah, I think they knew when we came to get them in the trailer, because they all kind of hopped in. No fuss. Sometimes they'll kind of fight it, but I think they were like, yeah, we want to get out of here.
Well, I heard a story about you somehow having to run down a highway to fetch a mule or two. You stopped a car full of German tourists that helped you get the mule. Do I have that straight?
Yeah, the mules, especially new mules, sometimes that can happen. When we string them up together in the mountains, there's this rope that will, you know, it's designed to break if it's like intense pressure, so that if one falls down, it's not going to drag, you know, the whole string. Sometimes we'll string up to like 8 or 10 animals together. So the breakaways can really prevent any wrecks that might happen. What happened in this scenario, we were heading out and we had just loaded everything up. We were probably like within a quarter mile of the corrals, and my friend was riding in front on kind of a newer horse. He also hadn't been on this trail before, and it was a pretty busy trail. And he had to cross this road at one point, the road to the Sherman tree, which is the largest tree in the park. So that's a huge tourist destination. There's always a lot of traffic there. And I think it kind of freaked this horse out. He reared up so high that he flipped over and landed on my friend. I saw that and was worried about her. And so I just hopped off my mule I was riding and ran right to her just to like see how she was doing, you know, if I had to call dispatch or what. And so I just kind of left my animals. I didn't tie them up because I was so worried about her. And so while I was looking after her, the string I was leading had wandered off. They went on the road, and so I ran after them. They were heading right towards like the big, busy Sherman Tree parking lot, and so I was like, oh my gosh, I need to stop them before they get there with all these people. You know, someone could get hurt, they'll get scared, they might hurt themselves. I just was like full of adrenaline, didn't really think it through, but I flagged down a car. They stopped, thankfully, and I just hopped in the back seat and was like, follow those mules, go. And they were German, like you said. The driver didn't speak any English, and so the passenger translated for me. And the driver was like, donkeys? And I was like, yes, follow the donkeys. And so they did. They didn't really question it at all, and they just sped right after them and cut around them. And I was like, okay, stop now. And so I was able to get in front of them that way, and I just kind of waved my arms and pushed them down the hill, and they ran down to the corrals. And once they realized they were home, they stopped there, and I was able to catch them. I just kind of ran off into the woods after I got out of the car, and I never saw them again. But I'm sure they tell stories of the crazy American in California.
That's Maureen Lewiston of Kashmir and Ellie Harris, who handles pack mules for the National Park Service. They recorded this conversation remotely for StoryCorps Northwest.